with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Yesterday morning we talked about the statin drugs and how many people are taking statin drugs because they've been told if they don't get the cholesterol down, they're going to die. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody is going to die sooner or later. That's one of those things that is sure. And whether you get your cholesterol down or whether you don't, you're going to die. And yet they never tell people, you know, that many times if you have a high cholesterol and you're older, you're going to be a lot more healthy. In fact, you know, getting your cholesterol down, driving it down in many instances, and many of the control studies show it increases the incidence of cancer, and certainly there are no studies that show that taking these drugs decreases your death, incidence of death. You may die of something else, but your increase of death actually rises when you're on these drugs that would tend to counter any slight decrease you might get from taking them, but they never tell you that. You learned a lot about Vioxx. Vioxx was a wonderful medication. It was a COX-2 inhibitor. It would relieve your pain and relieve your suffering with less complications as far as GI upset. The only trouble was that they were suppressing inflammation that had dramatically increased the incidence of heart disease and stroke. And the producer, Merck Company, knew that and suppressed the inflammation. In fact, they actually put out directives to their detailed people who are going around to the doctors to conceal the fact that there was a relationship between Vioxx and heart disease. And if the doctor asked about it, why, of course, the detailed person was told the doctor, well, you write to Merck. And then if you wrote to Merck, which most doctors wouldn't do, Merck would tell them to write to the FDA, knowing full well that the FDA, you know, did not have a lot of the studies that Merck had showing how dangerous their products were. And we can go over into Fosmax, this wonderful, you've seen those advertisements on television of the woman, you know, leading the white horse and saying, isn't it a wonderful time to live? You know, now we have Fosmax and we're not going to get osteoporosis as we grow older. And the great campaign for selling these products on television. And, of course, the trouble is that so many of these advertisements are deceptive. And now suddenly we're finding that women that have been on Fosamax for a period of time are getting osteonecrosis of their jaw, and the bone is dying as a direct result of these products. So with that as a background, with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist who does an amazing job of analyzing all the medical reports on so many products. And we always look forward to his view on what's going on today, and specifically how the Merck Company is manipulating the FDA to keep their stock price up. Bill, pick up the story from there.
Well, the story is not about Vioxx. The story is not about Fosamax. The story is not about Zocor, the cholesterol-lowering drug of that has just gone off of the patents and so on. The story is about Merck, M-E-R-C-K, the giant drug behemoth. Reports on our website at Knowledge of Health today. Its stock has tumbled from $70 a few years ago, now down to $35, and they're afraid it's going to plunge again as this company, $23 billion in sales, $5-plus billion in profits, is now mired in the doldrums of lawsuits, product recalls, and drug patent expirations. And it's the drug patent expirations that threaten it more than anything else. Zocor is just going off of patent protection this Thursday, and, of course, that's $4.4 billion in sales. And, of course, Proscar, it's another drug made by Merck, $406 million of sales, its patent just expired. Fosamax will go off a patent. $3.2 billion of sales. The osteoporosis drug will expire in 2008. Merck is crumbling, and now it's faced with 11,500 cases of legal issues regarding Vioxx. And, of course, that's estimated to cost anywhere from $4 to $50 billion of exposure to the company. And, of course, the company failed in the 2005 annual report to even calculate or set aside some money for this. They're fighting all the way. They've fought six lawsuits. They've lost three. The awards were $299 million. They've paid zero. They're fighting it in the appellate court. They're using their connections in government. They have never offered an apology to the American public over this. And worse yet, those advertisements that you talk about on television for Vioxx and for the Fosamax, the government knows those ads were untrue. They allowed false advertising to go on the air. These people are buddy-buddy. And we saw this from day one when Dr. David Graham had to go out of the country, go to Britain to report in the British Medical Journal that Vioxx was dangerous and causing people to die. Immediately, the FDA came to the defense of Merck on this, discredited Dr. Graham, and now this week it finally comes out. The New England Journal of Medicine has reversed a study and changed the results. This is new data that they had given to them that was kept away from the New England Journal and on reanalysis. What Merck's claim was is that they couldn't know these things, these dangers, because you could take Vioxx and the heart attacks and strokes wouldn't occur until you've used the drug for 18 months. It now comes out it could have occurred at any time. Why did Merck pull the 18-month number out of the little rabbit basket? How did it do it? Well, it did it because it's trying to delay the statute of limitations. Everybody realizes this now. The Wall Street Journal is calling them on this and saying, look what they did, because if they can delay this, they can use this in a court of defense, say this is true, and what they were trying to do was stay out of the legal liabilities. And if they could delay this long enough, in certain states, the statute of limitations to file against Vioxx and Merck, you'd be passing. That's coming up soon now. So if you haven't, if you've been harmed by these drugs and you want to file for damages against, fortunately, why we have a large army of attorneys trying to recruit Vioxx users to sue Merck.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network to pick up this incredible story of the relationship between Merck and our government working together against the health of the American people.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Henry Hirsch Trucking says drugs and alcohol pose a threat that is real. The damaging effects can touch all of us at some time. Remember, strong family values, open lines of communication, and positive role models are the tools to keep our families healthy and drug-free. This message is from Henry Hirsch Trucking. They're serving the area of quality and pride for 58 years. Local and long-distance haulers, dependable service at reasonable rates. Give them a call at 482-3626. That's 482-3626. Henry Hirsch Trucking is on the air wishing all of our kids a safe and healthy 4th of July summer season.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Saudi. Bill had mentioned David Graham. David Graham is a physician who worked at the Federal Drug Administration. He was one of the chiefs of the people responsible for evaluating the safety of drugs. And he found out how dangerous Vioxx was. And when he tried to get the information out, he was attacked. He was vilified. The FDA officials were protecting Merck, and they weren't concerned about all the Americans who were dying. And so David Graham eventually went to Europe and got an article published. He testified before Congress. He was attacked and vilified. Everything was done within this official agency of government to destroy the career of Dr. David Graham, who was dedicated to one thing, and that was saving the lives of Americans. But you must understand, the people who work within the Federal Drug Administration aren't concerned about the health of the American people. They have a very close working relationship, not only with Merck, but other the great companies. They suppress good drugs that private individuals try to get authorized, as we've shown with the story of Dr. Brzezinski, who had a very effective treatment for cancer. They've suppressed that. It's suppressed to this day. And, of course, they've released drugs that they know are dangerous. And, of course, sometimes, as in the case of Vioxx, the company did withhold some of the information from the FDA. But the FDA certainly had inkling that this was a very dangerous drug. And they weren't concerned about Merck. They were concerned about Dr. David Graham, who brought the truth out. And if you haven't read his testimony, it is one of my newsletters. You can get it going to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Read Dr. David Graham's testimony before the United States Senate, and then ask yourself, if this is true, why was my doctor prescribing it for me? And it was because they intentionally withheld the information from the doctor. The detailed people were signed by the drug company to go out and talk to the doctors, were told to, what was the term that they used, Bill, in the way of playing down the danger?
They certainly did play down the danger. I forget the exact term, but of course, the whole issue here has been is that Merck continues to maintain that nothing was wrong with their medicine. They've tried to file it back with the FDA, get it as a black box warning. You see, there's a legal issue. If the FDA has accepted it, then how can you come to court? The point is the FDA is accepting drugs today for use by the American public without demanding adequate safety studies. These are what they call post-marketing safety studies. And so they're allowing relatively unsafe drugs on the market. But Merck's defense is to try to use the FDA's approval to say, well, you know, it was approved by this FDA panel. So therefore, you know, this is the kind of thing that they're using. And understand now, the government at all levels, this is the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, our Congress, and so on, is involved with Merck in a giant rescue effort of this pharmaceutical giant. And they're giving priority review of new drugs and vaccines to Merck. They're mulling over limits on product liability suits to change the amount that litigants can get in payment for pain and suffering. All this is because of Merck. The president brought up the issue of of these lawsuits and so on. He never mentioned Merck, but obviously Merck is prompting him on this whole thing. It's been brought up, and they want to pass legislation to limit the awards and pain and suffering. Understand, Merck is threatened with its very life. And, of course, as its stock tumbles and as more investors pull out, then, of course, it goes into a worse tumble. And, of course, they're just trying to hold on to their stock price now. And, of course, there you see some people on Wall Street saying that Merck is a good buy. Obviously, the people that want to dump it need a fool to buy it, and so they put this out there. Understand, Merck has 11,000 to 13,000 lawsuits filed on it on in regards to Vioxx. Just wait till Fosamax gets there. You see, Fosamax, over the long term, has this problem, and now the point is to show how much data did Merck have about this while they allowed it to continually be marketed. It's a real problem of a drug, and now they may have another 10,000 lawsuits on their hands. And, of course, all this will be dumped on the people who are holding the shares. So now it's musical chairs. Let's see who we can dump the shares on while we pull out.
Wouldn't it be dishonest to prepare a financial statement, you know, of the value of the Merck stock, as Merck did, without mentioning all these lawsuits they have against it?
Well, they did mention it in part by mentioning the recall, but they didn't mention the liability estimate of the lawsuits. They're fighting every one of these. They have not paid any claims. They intend to go all the way to the appeals, which means they're using government influence, you know, maybe at the appellate court level, to get at these things. And they'll whittle it down. They'll whittle the awards down. And these kind of things. If you are a person, I understand millions of Americans are oblivious to this. If you're using Singulair, the world's most popular asthma drug, Cozar or Hyzar for high blood pressure, if you're using Fosamax, you're supporting Merck. Is that drug safe? I don't think any of those are, based on what we now know, that the FDA and the Merck company are in collusion to mislead the American people. Apparently no safety studies were adequately done on any of these drugs.
And, you know, and one of the things that is in your article that you sent to me of the plan to rescue Merck, pointing out how somebody analyzed the investments of United States senators, because many United States senators invest in the stock market. And these are the smartest people in the world because, as the article pointed out, why they get 12% better than the best stock market analysts who are investing their clients' money in the stock. But the senators always do so much better with the stocks that they invest in. 12% better a year than the best market analysts. It's almost like they have a vested interest in the stock market.
Out that the best stock advisor you can have, if he beats the market by 2 or 3%, he's considered a wizard. But somehow when they analyze the investments of U.S. congressmen, it beat the market by 12%. How could this possibly be? Well, what they're bringing up is they have insider trading information. Of course, they know which drugs are going to get recalled before they are. They know which ones are going to get approved. And so does the United States news media. They get all this advance information.
But, of course, they send Martha Stewart to prison because she got a stock tip and actually lost money as a result of selling the stock. She would have been better if she just held it. And yet all these people in government do that, and nobody ever suggests that they've committed a crime, or maybe we ought to arrest every senator and congressman who's used the inside information he has access to.
Well, we certainly can see that Merck has deep connections in Washington, D.C. And let's just give you some examples of this. As we go through this by date, and there's been a flurry of activity because as these recalls are announced, the lawsuits are announced, the patent is expiring on Zocor, this big drug, and, of course, they're trying to counter it. So all of a sudden, on May 26th, the Food and Drug Administration announced that it licensed Merck's vaccine called Zostavax to reduce the shingles, the risk of the shingles. Now, when they combined this The risk of the shingles is about 1 in 4. It's a herpes zoster infection. About 1 in 4 among adults over age 80. But they mixed in younger adults that were age 60, and they showed it was more effective. Among those older adults over age 80, it was far less effective. But, of course, when they put the younger adults in who have a better immune system, it obviously appeared to work. And then, of course, what they're doing is making a positive announcement in the news media to be timed with these negative reports of the patent expiration so the stock doesn't dive. So the FDA's in collusion because this vaccine was due to be approved quite some time ago, and they timed it and delayed it till now. Then on June the 5th, Merck announced that a Hodgkin's lymphoma drug was effective in 30% of the patients it was tested on, and they intend to file this year. Again, another positive thing for stockholders. Again, on June 5, Merck announces it intends to move up the drug timeline and file an application for a type 2 diabetes drug called Januvia. They were going to file it next year. Of course, they want the positive news media now because they're really getting slaughtered, and they don't want their stock price to go down. Then 2 days later, on June the 7th, Merck said the Food and Drug Administration granted priority review for its cancer therapy drug, Zelenza, which is a treatment for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Again, you see government trying to help them out. Then days later, on June 19th, Merck said a new clinical study showed that Vytorin was shown to be significantly more effective in reducing LDL cholesterol than Crestor, another cholesterol drug, and that the FDA would give some, of course, priority to this. So the point is that they're doing all these things, and then, of course, Merck pulled the rabbit out of the hat with the approval on June the 8th of Gardasil. This is the cervical cancer vaccine against the papillomavirus. Understand it is the world's first cancer vaccine, so there is a development here of significant note. Will it actually, in the end, lower the death rate from cervical cancer? Totally unlikely. This was a 3.5-year study on precancerous changes in the cervix. It only protected against the two common strains, about 70% of the cases of cervical cancer. But if women continue to have enough sexual contact, they'll get the other strains of the virus and likely then the precancerous changes and so on. So long term, 10, 20 years, not likely to really lower the death rate. And more so, they misled the American public. The FDA knows this. They buried in the study. They said it was 100% effective against the papillomavirus, but only those two strains. When you add all the strains, it was only 52% effective overall. And when researchers examined the effect of the vaccine on abnormal pap rates, pap smear rates, they observed no statistically significant difference in the incidence of abnormal pap tests among placebo and vaccine recipients. It was no better than placebo. This was buried in the low end of the study, never reported by the news media. Now this week, a Centers for Disease Control committee is to evaluate this. Understand, 9-year-old girls are going to be mandated to get a drug, a vaccine. It's 3 injections, cost $360, for something that's not likely to help them. And conservatives have registered moral complaints about this, but we should be really angry at the misleading science, all of this kind of manipulation being done now to get America, this giant public relations campaign, to get America to accept Gardasil, this cervical cancer vaccine. What they don't realize, it's a fraud, and it's all an effort to save Merck. It'll shove about $3 billion in their pocket. And that's what this is about. It's not about a wonderful scientific development.
And of course, they want to mandate this for every 9-year-old girl, don't they?
They not only want to mandate it, and that's what this committee is going to judge on, but they might be undone by Barbara Lowe Fisher at the National Vaccine Information Center, who points out now that she got data showing that the placebo, see, they compare the vaccine against an injection with an inactive ingredient. What the placebo had in it was aluminum. Now, think of aluminum. Now, what they do is they put that in the Gardasil vaccine, as an adjuvant. What that is an immune stimulant, because you've got to stimulate the immune system as well as give these dead viral particles and so on. And that's what they were trying to do, except they put the aluminum in also in the placebo. So when you compare the side effects, there's a great many side effects being caused by the aluminum in the placebo tablet. So then it didn't look like there was much difference between the side effects. But if you'd have just had a regular saline solution placebo, then you could have seen. And they had about 19 deaths in this study. These were young women, and 19 of them died.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sidey, giving you the information you're not going to get elsewhere.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, that's a stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Sidey. And before we go on, Bill, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch, get information from you about your websites?
The information is free. It's at knowledgeofhealth.com. We have the evidence in today's report about Merck at knowledgeofhealth.com. And, of course, there's lots of other free information there about autism, blood pressure, and other health problems and challenges that you might have. And so you might want to go there and take a look. We try to make it available as free as possible for people that like to read books. We do have a few books there, and one of them is free, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. It's there. Download it and read it. And, of course, use it to your good health. We keep trying to promote the idea of taking care of yourself at home and less doctoring, more health, more healing, and, of course, use our doctors when we need them.
Well, you know, one of the things that you were mentioning about this new vaccine for cervical cancer, you know, is the fact that they were putting the adjuvants in there. They put in the aluminum and other products to stimulate the immune system. So to make the vaccine work, why they have to stimulate the immune system artificially.
And they do. They
every
do.
Time
and
you take a vaccine, it does exactly the same thing. And this turns on your whole immune system. And we see in America a frightening increase in asthma and autoimmune disease and allergies and all of these things that you don't see in other countries.
They're turning on the immune system. Sometimes it can't be turned off, and that's what we call autoimmune disease. And they also use this to attenuate, that is, to kill off the viruses so that they're less potent. And so this is what goes on. Now, we're showing on our report today on our website about flu vaccines. They had a study in Japan where they studied the flu vaccine among in a city, Sago City, Japan. And the flu vaccine seemed to increase the death rate from all causes by 368%. Now, they explained this away as, well, our sample size must have been too small to figure this out. Now, look, if the vaccine was ineffective, that's fine. It would have just said it was ineffective. You don't go up 368% on the increased risk of death. This wasn't just hospitalizations. That was also increased. There was something wrong with that batch of vaccine that was being used in that year. It never dawns on them, so they'd explain it away this way. I mean, we're trying to tell people these things have problems. Natural innate immunity is going to help you using selenium, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E. Also, exposure to these viruses, you'll develop your own antibodies naturally. For instance, in China, they've already developed antibodies against this H5N1 flu, the bird flu. So, you know, they have some resistance against it already. So your body will do these things on its own. So we need to use these in the animal care. The veterinarians are now saying that a number of the vaccines on their own are not enough to protect the animals from certain diseases, that you're going to have to do certain things with nutrition and other things. It's impossible to remedy these things by the vaccines themselves, and of course that we should abandon the idea of solely thinking we're going to control disease with a vaccine. So,
well, aren't the vets actually concerned about the number of vaccines they're giving to the animals and feeling that the number of vaccines they're giving to the animals is too many and beginning to back away from vaccinating so much?
Well, they certainly are. And, of course, one of the Merck products here is a multiple vaccine that they are trying to get approved, and ProQuad, it's a measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, and they filed that. Now, see, is there pressure on the FDA to approve these things when maybe they're not safe in order to save Merck? Well, it certainly looks like it works. They're approving everything else, and, of course, you know, this is what they're doing, is there is government is caving in, not requiring the safety studies, saying they didn't have the data. You know, everybody's pointing a finger in another direction. Well, these are complicated things, and this is just what happened. So if we made a mistake and killed 20,000 people, it's not our fault. I mean, they had the information. They knew it. They're making so much money on these things, they don't want to stop the train. And frankly, you can afford to fight all these lawsuits because you're making so many billions of dollars that you can afford to fight them. You're making the money. You can fight the lawsuits easily. Merck is cash rich. It's got billions of dollars, and it can go do this. And what it did is it took 36 influential doctors. They identified 36 key influential doctors that were speaking out on Vioxx and what they called neutralized them. They went out, gave them speaking engagements and other trips and various things, made them consultants, and then all of a sudden, quote, they were doing this to give a more balanced view of Vioxx. That was their claim. And these doctors capitulated, and all of a sudden they had neutralized these 36 key doctors to speak out and against, and the one or two, Eric Topol at Cleveland Clinic and so on, who didn't fold and cave into these things. Of course, they tried to demonize these doctors, and Topol actually got demoted and so on, as you see these pressures unfold. So, you know, this is a very, very influential, multi-billion-dollar drug company.
You know, it's so interesting when you say that, Bill. I remember when I was, of course, opposing the California Medical Association and its policies of selling out the doctors and organized medicine, I was approached and offered, the opportunity to go all over the state of California giving talks on orthopedics, which would make me a well-known specialist, and so I could get referrals from all over the state of California to my practice, and it would have been a great thing, you know, but I wasn't going to be bought off, and so I just turned them down. But that's exactly what they do to doctors. You give these talks, you get well paid for it, and we think you're so smart, and it's interesting that these 36 doctors who knew how toxic Vioxx was, almost all of them were bought off, except, as you say, the fellow from the Cleveland Clinic, and he paid dearly for his integrity.
Well, here's the Wall Street Journal law blog for January the 10th, 2005, saying it's easy to conclude that Merck has taken a very arrogant approach towards people who took Vioxx, Merck shareholders, and other pharma industry watchers. Merck has shown no remorse for hurting as many as 139,000 Americans and even more people outside the United States. They go on to say the company has refused to apologize to family members of those killed by Vioxx and those Americans who consumed Vioxx after the company aggressively marketed the drug, claiming that it was a drug safe for human use, had fewer side effects, and would make life of arthritis patients easy. This is the Wall Street Journal law blog. This goes on. It's obvious the strategy is working for Merck. Many friends in Washington, D.C., starting all the way from the White House to Senator Orrin Hatch, who was elected by contributions from Merck, are coming to the defense of Merck. What's happening all across this country is that lawyers are filing baseless suits, according to what Merck says, and so they call these junk lawsuits. So this is kind of what's going on.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Soddy talking about what's really going on. You really want your daughter at 9 years old vaccinated for papillomavirus so she can be promiscuous when she gets older? We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If you've never been to Franklin, Vermont, population 1,567, you wouldn't know they can get high-speed internet access. Just like Franklin, Pennsylvania, population 17,240. Not to mention Franklin, Nebraska, and Franklin, Idaho. Fact is, when it comes to Wild Goose satellite speed internet, there aren't many places today that can't enjoy the internet the way it was meant to be. Fast. Watch streaming video. Send family pictures around the country. Or take care of business even when you're not in the office. All at up to 30 times faster than dial-up. Wild Blue is internet via satellite. That's fast, available where you live, and so affordable, there's no reason to stay on dial-up. So even if you're in Franklin, Minnesota, you can now be sure they have Wild Blue satellite speed internet. The same high-speed internet available in every Franklin in the U.S. Because Wild Blue reaches you, too.
Get free standard installation if you call right now. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE. It's a great deal. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE or visit wildblue.com today. For complete terms and conditions, visit wildblue.com.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Bill Sardi, and we're simply talking about how government works in collusion with specifically Merck Company to authorize their drugs, many which are not adequately tested. They've run a series of studies on young college women, trying to vaccinate them against human papillomavirus, and based upon that, now they want to give the virus to every girl who's 9 years of age. Mandate that they would have to have this. Now, why would you do that? Well, certainly so they can go out and be promiscuous. The only trouble is they are promiscuous. Why? Of course, the vaccine doesn't protect against the vast majority of the papillomaviruses. It's only against, what, two or three of the specific viruses that are most prone to create the cervical cancer. Is there any long-range study to show that this really decreases cervical cancer?
There are none, and of course they did this study over a 3.5-year period with precancerous changes, so we don't know for sure long-term it will prevent the cancer and then reduce death rates. Number two is you're likely to get other strains of the virus and therefore still get the cancer in the precancerous stages. You still have to undergo pap smears. And, of course, what we showed on our website is that if you've got folic acid, a little B vitamin and vitamin C, that you seem to be able to reverse this infection and make it so that you actually don't get infected, or if you are, it seems to disappear. And so this is what we're trying to show is overall, if you took vitamin C and folic acid, you'd be protected against all the strains of the virus in a better way than you would the vaccine. But of course, they can charge $360 for this. It's an outrageously high price. They make a big deal about the number of women worldwide that die of cervical cancer, and yet they price this vaccine so that women worldwide can't get it. I mean, it's what they're talking about is out of two sides of their mouth. Understand, this is, we're talking about in the news media a vaccine being given to every 9-year-old girl. We're talking about Vioxx and hundreds of thousands of Americans having died prematurely due to the side effects of this drug while it was advertised as being safer than other drugs. And what did the chief executive, Richard Clark, at Merck say? He said that, his company Vioxx problem doesn't keep him up at night. Well, that's a totally inappropriate response to a man who's, frankly, it's not an accident. This is by intent that they have withheld this information from the FDA, and they've of course, they're fighting this all the way. If you're a person and you're taking a drug or your loved ones are taking a drug from Merck and they get harmed, this is what you're going to face, a big drug company against you, and that's what's going to happen. And they're going to fight you every tooth and nail. You have no recourse. Even if you've got lawyers, they're not paying the lawyers. They're going all the way to appellate court and all these other things. So if you think there's any kind of recourse here, and of course you may have lost your loved ones by the time they use these medicines, so it's more than just damages. It's the loss of someone's life. So if you're using one of these drugs, and of course this is the Food and Drug Administration, this is just the beginning, because the Food and Drug Administration is trying to prop up these drug stocks. There are 70 U.S. approved drugs, 14 of them with combined sales in 2004 of $27 billion, and they're expected to lose their patent protection in the next 5 years. The FDA is going to try, they're going to try and extend these patents. This is why the drug costs are so high. And these drug companies are going to collapse, these billions of dollars of sales, and then their stocks will collapse.
And, of course, I think it's Zocar, what's so interesting, they've been charged, I don't know how much they charge for this, but a fantastic sum of money for Zocar, which is one of the statin
drugs. $5 a day.
Yeah, and now that it's going off patent, they're going to sell it less than the generic will be, you know, which will be a fraction of the current cost of Zocar, because they're going to drive the generics off the market by undercutting the generics with their product, which before, when it was under patent, they were getting $5 a day for it.
Some of the drug companies are actually paying off the generic companies, just paying them millions of dollars to keep their generic from competing with their drug. So therefore, even though they lost the patent, the generic isn't out there competing with them.
Isn't that a conspiracy and restraint of trade?
Well, the FTC should be in on this, but of course they're not jumping in. You see the collusion of government. You see why you're paying the high price for unsafe drugs. These are not safe drugs. You know, and so every one of us is the subject. We have loved ones who take these drugs. Merck is this multi-billion dollar giant. If it falls and the rest of the pharmaceutical companies fall, Wall Street falls, because these are the premier stocks. These companies make 20% profit. By the way, Merck is a company with 63,000 employees. They're cutting $1 billion of costs by laying off about 7,000 of them. But this is a company that has 10,000 researchers, 10,000 people who wake up every day and go to their research institutes. Now, they haven't come up with enough new drugs. They haven't come up with a cure for cancer, the common cold, diabetes, none of these things. Yet every day, you see that what these companies do is that they have such obscene profits, they hire more employees so they won't have to pay excess profits taxes. And so they do this, and they still end up with the highest profit margins that we can see, by and large, from any types of companies. The pharmaceutical companies have this kind of profit going on. So, our own congressman will not allow competitive bidding for medicines in Medicare. The drug companies are allowed to continually increase their price in order to keep their profits moving up so the stock prices go up. And we just keep paying because Congress forbids a competitive price system for acquiring drugs in the Medicare system. So,
and of course, this new Medicare drug bill is simply a transfer from the government to the drug companies. Ladies and gentlemen, these people give incest a bad name. We're out of time, Bill. Thank you so much for being with us. Could you once again get out your website so people can go there and pull down the information you have of what we talked about today?
KnowledgeofHealth.com. KnowledgeofHealth.com.
KnowledgeofHealth.com. God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Bill Soddy. We carry a number of books on various subjects with health. If you haven't gotten Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, why you really need to get that. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, we recommend and recommend strongly. Of course, we also carry Dr. Dean's, Carolyn Dean's book, The Miracle of Magnesium. And if you're not taking magnesium, why, you're in real trouble, because most of us are deficient. And I will tell you, I've been taking magnesium for some time now, and it really has helped tremendously as far as my irregular heartbeat is concerned. And when you begin to understand that at one time we had lots of magnesium in our food, we no longer have it because it's depleted from the soil, and all of the artificial fertilizers they're using don't replace the magnesium that you need, so you're not getting it in your diet. And it really is an amazing, amazing mineral. Well, there's so many things. If you'd like to know more about it, let me suggest Dr. Carolyn Dean's book, The Miracle of Magnesium, and of course, Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets Can Save Your Life. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning your children with the vaccines, we have a 4-tape set on vaccines. We also have a 4-tape set on autism. And the terrible thing they've done to our children. According to the CDC, 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or learning defect. This didn't happen by accident. They knew what they were doing, and they're still doing it insisting on the influenza vaccine, loaded with vaccine for 6-month-old children, and giving, mandating, or requiring, or recommending that every pregnant woman, including first trimester pregnancy, get an influenza shot, and that, of course, goes directly into the brain of the child. And if you figure it out, the children are getting just as much mercury now by the time they're 5 years old, proportional to their weight and the terrible damaging effect, as they did before they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get our 4-tape set on autism. You need to get the book, Evidence of Harm, we carry. Goes into the background of what they've done with the mercury. There are evil and wicked people, and many of them are working at the highest echelons of our government and within corporate America and the great tax-exempt foundations. Why? Because they worship a different God. They have a different vision of the world. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. It's inexpensive. It will give you tremendous information. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We still, have the book available. If you buy them in volume, we'll discount it. We want you to get that information out. And, of course, the World Net Daily just bought another, 500 of the books, something of that sort. They're moving the book, and they're moving it very well. The book is going out across America, and when people read that book, many times it changes their lives, and hopefully it'll bring them closer to our Lord, because this truly is a spiritual battle, and there really are demonic and evil forces out there. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of our latest newsletter, which of course goes into the background of what's really happening with immigration and how illegal immigration is being used by our leaders intentionally to create a bilingual, multicultural society, destroy the very heart of our nation. We're under attack from within. The battle is not in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's right here, and it's for the hearts and souls of our people. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Look forward to seeing you on 4th of July. May the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation.